Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Superior Livestock's biggest sale of the year coming up. It's the week in the Rockies. This year, out of Snowbird, Utah, 8th through the 12th of July. 5 days of selling 309,648 head of cattle. You can check things out by going to superiorlivestock.com to get more information or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies, superiorlivestock.com.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
If you're in 4-H or FFA, it's time to be thinking about your entry for the Oklahoma Junior Wheat Show. So says Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission.
I do want to put a plug in that we do have the Junior Wheat Show competition visual portion of the competition that is going to be taking place at the Payne County Fairgrounds on July 17th. So if you want to look at the rules for that, and if 4-H and FFA students want to submit their 10-pound samples, you can go to the Oklahoma Wheat Commission website at okwheat.org under the Outreach and Education tab, and you can see the Junior Wheat Show rules of what is required to send those samples in for the judging of the visual competition. Those samples then are taken later to the Food and Ag Product Center, where they do all the milling and baking analysis, and then the final awards will be given out on December 4th at the Junior Wheat Show banquet.
Of course, there's some good scholarship money available to 4-H and FFA members.
Yes, so over $15,000 in scholarship money available to the top five entries on the 4-H and FFA side, and that's been a wonderful program that really just shows our students all the different aspects involved in the industry that they can be involved in, whether it is the plant science side of things, the ag economic side of things, the communication side of things, as well as market development or cereal chemistry or anything, you know, regarding the end use quality functionalities in a laboratory. So it really gives students, I think, a plethora of opportunities just to see that maybe they don't have to be in the field only growing the wheat, that there are other career opportunities that exist in agriculture.
$15,000 in scholarship money up for the Junior Wheat Show. First thing to do, identify that wheat sample that you want to take to Stillwater for the judging on the 17th of July. Information available at okwheat.org. Click on the Outreach and Education tab for more information. From the calendar, want to remind you that next week is the Cattle Industry Summer Business Meetings happening out in San Diego, California. That's the summer meetings of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the American National Cattle Women, and the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. We've got some leadership from Oklahoma, at least two of those organizations, including the current president of the American National Cattlewomen, Ruth Coffey from Southern Oklahoma, and Cheryl DeVise is in the officer team now of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, the CBB. On the policy side of things, several big ticket items are out there that will be talked about, I'm sure, a lot by cattle producers, including the impact on the cattle industry of the Supreme Court kicking to the curb the Chevron deference rule, and also USDA's fairness ideas on livestock marketing will be a big topic as well. Our reports from San Diego being powered by Farm Data Services of Stillwater. You've got farm news on Ron.
The 72nd Annual Convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association coming July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers, great trade show. It's a great place to network with fellow cattle producers.
It's just a great opportunity to meet people and get to know folks. There is so much value in that. The number one resource that cattle producers receive their information is fellow cattle producers. Well, there's no better place to do that than the OCA convention.
Learn more at okcattlemen.org.
And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.